Earlier this week, Israel's parliament approved three draft bills which would hinder the work of the UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, in East Jerusalem. The legislation would also declare the agency a terrorist organization, following allegations that UNRWA personnel were involved in the October 7th attacks on Israel. Antonia Marie De Meo is the Deputy Commissioner General of UNRWA. She said the proposed legislation is unjust.
Together, we must push back against calls to dismantle the agency. UNRWA is targeted because of its role in safeguarding the rights of Palestine refugees and because it embodies the international community's commitment to a just and lasting political solution.
The UN Office of Internal Oversight Services, OIOS, and the UN Security General opened investigations into Israeli allegations that UNRWA works with the Hamas militant group. De Meo said, although the OIOS investigation is ongoing, the Security General's independent review found no evidence to support the allegations. Muhannad Hadi is the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator dealing with the Palestinian territories. He said that UNRWA is having a difficult time delivering aid in Gaza.
We know what needs to be done to aid the people in Gaza, but there is a gulf between what should be done and what humanitarians can do. The commitment or willingness of the aid workers is not an issue. It's the inability to achieve the mandate, and that is beyond our control. Almost 10 months into this crisis, a safe, enabling environment for the provision of humanitarian assistance still does not exist in Gaza.
Hadi called for an immediate ceasefire to allow for the delivery of aid to Palestinians in Gaza and an unconditional release of all hostages. Riyad H. Mansour is the permanent observer of Palestine to the United Nations. He said the accusations against UNRWA are really meant to hurt Palestinians.
Humanitarians in Palestine are trying to deliver on their noble mission in impossible circumstances and at the peril of their life. Our support should match their courage. UNRWA remains under attack. The real target of Israel from this attack are the millions of Palestinians who rely on UNRWA to stay alive and to secure their most basic needs.
Mansour said in the coming weeks, Palestine will act in the United Nations to ensure the recent non-binding International Court of Justice opinion stating that Israel violated international law by illegally occupying Palestinian territory is fully upheld. Gilad Erdan is Israel's UN representative. He criticized the Security Council for never condemning the Hamas attack on Israel and the group's taking of hostages. He called on the body to immediately demand the return of the hostages.
We cannot simply stand by as our men, women, and children remain at the mercy of these mutilators. Where is the meeting demanding the return of our hostages? Without their immediate and unconditional release, there is no hope for peace and security.
Deputy Commissioner General of UNRWA, Antonia Marie De Meo, said the Israeli parliament could vote on the UNRWA legislation as early as next week. For KPFA News, I'm Chloe Behrens.